It'll be Friday afternoon in Columbus, Ohio, Nationwide Arena. Usually we're talking about the Predators and the Blue Jackets at Nationwide Arena. On Friday, we'll be talking about the 2-seed Vols going up against the 15-seed Colgate, and that'll tip around 1:45 our time on Friday. And to help us with the Vols opponent, he is Colgate's play-by-play man. Eric Malinowski is on the line with us. Eric, how you doing?
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Are you up in Columbus? How are things in Ohio?
We're not in Ohio yet. I'm actually outside the bus at Cotterell Court in Hamilton, New York. We're about to get on the bus and then take the hour trek to Syracuse. We'll fly out of Syracuse, and it should be a short flight to Columbus. So we're not there yet. We're going to be there in a couple hours, though.
Well, you blew our cover, Eric. We were going to try to quiz the audience, you know, honor code, whether they knew the answer. But to know the town that Colgate was in, I have been to Colgate. my dad was a athletic director and coach at a small college in New York, and we traveled to Hamilton, New York, to play Hamilton College and then Colgate in a back-to-back. And my dad was the women's basketball coach. It did not go well in either one of those games. But that's been a long time. But we were going to see how many people in the audience knew exactly where Colgate was located.
Sometimes I forget, to be quite honest.
So Colgate has done what you're supposed to do, right, toward this time of year. You're supposed to be playing your best ball. They're coming in on an 11-game winning streak. Talk about how Colgate has ended their season to put them to this point.
Yeah, it's rarefied air for Colgate since they haven't been here since 1996, and when they were middle of the pack in the Patriot League after they lost to Boston University here in Hamilton, it looked kind of bleak. Even though the expectations were high, it was a very competitive league this year in the Patriot League. I know I hate the cliche that anybody could win the league, but this year after Bucknell graduated some of their studs, everybody kind of was fighting for that top spot. Jordan Burns, their star player, was injured. He missed 5 games, and they really struggled during that stretch. He came back, even though he wasn't at 100%. I think after that loss to Boston at home, their only loss at home this season, things just kind of clicked, and that's what propelled them onto that win streak. And in a tournament like this, where it's basically an extended regular season, you don't go anywhere. If you have the top seed, you host every single game at your gym, and I think that helps a lot. Last year, Colgate was the 2-seed. They had to go to Soika Pavilion in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania to play Bucknell, and they got blown out. This year, Bucknell had to come here, and Colgate was the better team. So getting that top spot, going on that 8-game win streak to finish out the regular season, it was so big for Colgate, and the fact that they got to host the Patriot League tournament, and that certainly helped them get to the NCAA tournament for the first time since Donald Foyle led the team there in 1996.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about the Raiders. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend in Nashville I've been able to break down your all's games this season. So we're kind of curious what Tennessee is going to be looking at on Friday. Tell us a little bit about this Colgate team.
Yeah, on a smaller scale, they're very good. They did play some big conference teams. Probably the best team they played was Syracuse. Syracuse, obviously an 8-seed and not anywhere near the scale that Tennessee is so far this year. But they're a team that's led by the Patriot League Player of the Year, Raplus Ivanauskas. Now, Ivanauskas is an interesting story because it wasn't even a certainty that he was going to play before the season. He had to be cleared by the NCAA. He was a kid that went to Northwestern, highly recruited, and then he just had the injury bug hit him for the first couple years. So he was looking where to go, and Colgate, luckily, was the school that he chose. And Raplus Ivanauskas became the Patriot League Player of the Year. Jordan Burns, the kid from San Antonio, Texas, who took a prep year in the Northeast, he ended up coming to Colgate, and he has been a stud. I mentioned earlier that when he got injured, the team struggled. He's the point guard that leads the team in threes, leads the team in assists, and he broke a Patriot League title record with 35 points. He can take a game over. He's still not 100%, but boy, he does have those flashes where he can take a game over. And then everybody's kind of forgotten about Will Raymond, who is already knocking on the door of 1,400 points for his career. He is, a perennial player on the Patriot League, all teams, whether it be the second or the first. And he struggled a little bit, and he'll admit it, in the beginning stages of the season to kind of mesh with Raphaelis Ivanauskas, since he wasn't getting as many touches as he did when Raphaelis wasn't on the team. But Will's come on. He's played great. He made the Patriot League All-Tournament team. So those are the big three. The big men are Malcolm Registered and Dana Bath. Combined, they'll get you probably 10, 12 points a game, and rebounding has been a little issue for the big men, but that's where Raphaelis Ivanauskas has come in this year. And then they got a great freshman, Patriot League Rookie of the Year, Tucker Richardson. Tucker Richardson, a kid from Flemington, New Jersey, who played a year at Blair Academy. He's come in, and the one thing about his stat line, guys, you just see it across the board. Points, assists, rebounds, the assist-to-turnover ratio is great for a freshman. He's got over 100 assists, so his all-together game is what really impresses me. So I don't know if Nashville wanted to know that much about Colgate.
Oh, they do.
A little bit of a role there, so I just went with it.
Oh, that was a great scouting report. Eric Malinowski is the play-by-play voice of the Colgate Raiders. Now, Eric, I'm going to ask this. When I was growing up, it was the Red Raiders for Colgate. When did it become just the Raiders?
I think I've been doing this since 2002, 2003 season, and I think it was the year after I came here. So I came here, and it was the Raiders, which I thanked everybody involved, because once you start saying Red Raiders or any kind of nickname for a year or two, it kind of sticks in the head. And the other play-by-play guy that was doing hockey, I know he always got flack from the administration for continually saying Red Raiders because he was doing it for the 10 years. But, yeah, it was changed to Raiders, I want to say, in 2000 or 2001. And I don't know much of the backstory about it. I think it was a politically correct thing. That's why they changed it from Red Raiders to Raiders. And, yeah, it's been the Colgate Raiders ever since, although I will still see on game notes here and there when we play a bigger school, I'll still see the Colgate Red Raiders on there instead of the Colgate Raiders.
Huh. So you mentioned hockey, Eric, and here we are in Nashville, Tennessee, with the booming hockey market now. We've learned a lot, and over the years you start to pick up who the good college programs are, and Colgate has had a really good hockey program for a long time. So what's that dynamic like to the basketball alongside of the hockey throughout the winter months?
Yeah, I think the pecking order has always been, I think at one point hockey was on top, but then I think as football, even though they're FCS and not FBS, Division I AA back in the day, Division I A. Football, I think, has kind of leapfrogged everyone because they've had so much national success and then going to the title game back in 2003, but upsets of James Madison in the last couple of years has propelled them. So I know football, different season, but I'd propel them above hockey. And then Colgate men's hockey, even though that they've been struggling in the past couple of seasons and just trying to find that right dynamic, even though they had a goaltender, Colton Point, who was in the Dallas Stars organization. They just, they've struggled the last couple of years. Still, though, when you mention Colgate, the first thing that comes to mind, at least in the winter months, is men's hockey. I think it's one of those sports for Colgate. Men's basketball, let's be honest, I mean, it's a million and one odds that they would ever win the national title. Colgate men's hockey, the hockey dynamic is small enough where you've seen schools like Union, you've seen smaller schools have success in Division I men's hockey, where you could take a small university like Colgate and have a shot to win the true NCAA title, not Division I AA or anything like that. So I think that's why men's hockey is still ranked above to at least the locals as far as hockey and basketball is concerned.
When the draw came out, did you guys think you would be higher than a 15, or was 15 in the ballpark of what you thought you were going to get?
I think going in, a couple of the coaches were saying, well, if Georgia State loses, if a couple of other teams lose, and then the teams like UT Arlington, who didn't have a great record, we could possibly climb up to a 14. But if those things didn't happen, looking at the resumes of the 16th seeds, we were definitely confident, Colgate was definitely confident that they wouldn't be in a play-in game. And then as they started to see things shape up, they were confident that they want to be a 16th seed. So 15th seed was pretty much the thought. And then a bunch of things have to happen if they're going to sneak into a 14th seed. And that's kind of where the chips fell, is the 15th seed. And I don't know what it was, but all the projections we saw was Columbus, Ohio all the way. So we kind of knew that our destination, we were going from Hamilton, New York weather to not much warmer weather in Columbus, Ohio. We didn't have to pack the shorts for Jacksonville or anything like that.
Well, we go to Columbus every year with the Nashville Predators. I can tell you that it indeed can be very cold at Columbus, but it is a beautiful arena, and you guys are going to have a great time. There's a lot of great places surrounding the arena, great places to hang out before and after games for your fans going down there. So I think it's going to be a great experience.
Can't wait. I know the team is very excited, and, you know, they're busy preparing. So, you know, rarefied air for Colgate men's basketball, and I can't wait to see the city of Columbus.
Eric, we can't wish you good luck, but we can tell you thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Really appreciate the visit. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you, guys.